when we can't get out. I said, when we can't get out, when we can't do anything, we just start worshiping. We just start relying on God. We just start doing some things that we know. Just go ahead and pray again. And before too long, as we repent, as we take responsibility, I know I'm saying it again because some of you ain't got it yet. We repent, we take responsibility. Oh, hallelujah. And we go ahead and pray the prayer again. And we go ahead and rely on God. And we go ahead and say, thank you, Jesus. Even though my hands are in stocks and my neck is burning down with the prisoner stocks, even though this is not right now, I'm still going to praise you anyhow. The Bible said, where two or three get together, where two or three get together, he's in the midst. Guess what? It don't matter what anybody else does, but if I want out, if I want a miracle, if I need something from God, we can have it right now. It don't matter if nobody else wants it. You can have it. You can have it. I can have it. Because there's only two or three that I am in the midst. Basically, what each of these great men of God were saying, God, I can't get out.
Oh, no. But you can't get out.
Some of you are still there. Right now, you're fighting depression. You're in the dungeon of depression. You're fighting sickness. You're fighting jealousy. You're fighting anger and rage. And some of you are fighting immorality. Some of you are struggling with alcoholism and drugs. I may not name the exact thing that you wanted so desperately to be set free from.
Yeah.
Whatever it is that you want victory from, that you may not feel, I can bring out.
Hallelujah.
Woo! As they tried to escape, and they were dragged back. Let me tell you, you're trying to escape today.
My God.
Run out, and the devil grabs you and says, no, you're still mine.
Yeah.
Oh, this is better.
Huh?
This is better.
My God.
The Bible will do you. I'll do it to you. Great. You're sitting there in your pew. I don't want to embarrass anybody else. And you're wanting, so bad. And you're sitting there right now, and you're like, man, some of y'all are looking at that. You're looking at that altar going, wow, Lord have mercy. That's like 75 miles. Could I ever make it? Oh, could I ever make it all the way down there? I don't know, but I'm bound right here. I'm bound by fear, and I'm bound by embarrassment. I don't want nobody to, what are they going to think? Am I going to, they're going to think I'm something. About me. Well, some of you are already putting imprints in the back of those chairs right now. You're holding on to them for dear life. Oh God, I hope you don't get near me. I hope you don't get near. I gotta hold on. I can't go tonight. No. And the enemy wants to tell you, sit down, you don't need to go up there. Sit down, you don't need to go up there. Sit down, you don't need to go up there. Sit down, you don't need to go up there. You're bound. You can't come up here. You can't do that. No, you can't. No, stop. Stop. You understand right now that the enemy of your soul, he wants to keep you in depression. He wants to keep you in fear. He wants to hold you bound by misery. He wants to hold you captive in your mistakes. God, I can't get out. Come on, friend of mine. You may not be able to get out of your prison on your own, but I'm telling you today that God can get in. God.